What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, September 2nd, 2016. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Heading into the Labor Day weekend. And a quick program note, Monday, the overworked and underpaid staff at Republic Broadcasting is taking the day off, so it's going to be replays. We'll be back live on Tuesday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, and sadly, our toll-free number, there's still an issue. Vonage is not able to get it working, and the area code 512 numbers are posted to the front of whatreallyhappened.com for you to reference, but one more time, we'll give them to you. 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. And a quick reminder that the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our broadcast today, assuming that nothing else goes wrong here. Now, if you're watching the corporate media, you understand Tropical Storm Hermione is now making its way up the east coast of the United States of America and causing a lot of grief there. Here on Oahu, we're just starting to see the leading edge of that system around Hurricane Lester, and it is still a hurricane. Winds at the eye are at 110 miles an hour. It's a nasty, nasty storm. It's actually very powerful. Now, the good news for us is the predicted track of the eye has shifted northward, and so we'll definitely be in the storm system. We'll have lightning and thunder, which I kind of enjoy, and Claire doesn't. We're not looking at serious damage to the inhabited islands of the Hawaiian archipelago. We're kind of little tiny things here. The hurricanes keep missing us. When you live on a continent like North America, it's going to hit somewhere. And so, obviously, a lot of problems going on for the people there along the eastern seaboard. And I've been through some of those eastern seaboard hurricanes. I've actually been through the eye of a hurricane when I was a kid in New Hampshire. It's a very, very strange experience to go through. All right, so let's get into the news here because we've got a lot of stuff to cover today. The FBI has released what they're calling a summary of its interviews related to the Clinton email server investigation. And you need to realize how far removed you are from the facts in this case. Hillary was not under oath. The FBI did not record the interview. They did not make a transcript. They just took down notes. And now the FBI is releasing a summary of those notes. And anybody who thinks there are really any incriminating facts still there, well, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. And even this summary is heavily redacted. It's a 58-page summary. Large sections are redacted. There's stuff in there they don't want you to know. Now, remember, back in July, FBI Director James Comey announced he did not recommend charging Clinton with willfully mishandling classified information. And he called her extremely careless, but he said no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case because reasonable prosecutors don't want to wind up in Fort Marcy Park. But either James Comey does not understand the law or he is simply hoping that you don't, because under Title 18, Section 793, negligence in revealing classified information is a crime punishable by 10 years in prison. So, why this very tender treatment of Hillary Clinton? And I'm going to go down what's really behind all of this that we're seeing for the last almost three decades here. We need to start with that giant slush fund called the Clinton Foundation. Now, one of its many donors was HSBC. Not too long ago, HSBC was caught laundering drug money. They got a sweetheart deal from the U.S. Attorney for New York for a deferred prosecution in exchange for a wrist slap fine. That U.S. Attorney for New York was Loretta Lynch, who is now our Attorney General. And on the board of HSBC, while that drug money laundering was going on, was James Comey, who's now head of the FBI. And so what is going on in this country? We've talked about this before. This is a repeat of the corruption that happened during Prohibition, when those who trafficked in illicit substances had enough money to literally buy their way into the highest levels of the U.S. government. Now, old Joe Kennedy made the Kennedy family fortune as a rum runner. His son, John F. Kennedy, was president. Another of his sons, Robert Kennedy, was on his way to the White House when he was assassinated. Ted Kennedy served in Congress and would have run for the White House had it not been for Chappaquiddick. Now, the rise of the Bush and Clinton duopoly tracks back to that CIA gun-running operation of the 1980s. Illegal under the Bolin Amendment and the Logan Act that smuggled untraceable guns from Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton to the Nicaraguan Contras. All of this was funded by vast amounts of cocaine smuggled back into the United States and sold to our children, with the money being laundered through various land flips, savings and loans, and the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, created by Webb Hubble and signed into law by Bill Clinton. You all know this as the Iran-Contra scandal. But the part about the drug running, that was withheld from the public. They focused on the guns and Iran and the rest of it, but anytime they got near the drug running, Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye would shout executive session, they'd slam the doors, kick out the press and the public. Because what they didn't want you to know was that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. All right, we got to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. We're talking about the latest developments in the email scandal. The FBI has released a summary of their interview with Hillary Clinton. It's heavily, heavily redacted, which means it's sanitized. That's the word they should be using. It's sanitized out there. And we're talking about how we're seeing a repeat of prohibition in this country in terms of the corrupting influence of banned substances, the politics of contraband. That's what we're seeing going on here. Now, everyone involved in this CIA drug-running operation, gun and drug-running operation, made huge amounts of money, enough to buy their way to the highest levels of the U.S. government. It's replaying the whole Kennedy dynasty, and our nation has suffered the consequences of this corruption for three decades. Do you understand it yet? How drug corruption has completely penetrated the top levels of our federal government and our state governments. Let's be honest. They're not immune to this thing. Now, there are some things that have come out from this FBI report. I think Comey is trying to walk a very fine line between not dying suddenly and mysteriously and not completely discrediting the FBI under his watch. And they have come out and admitted they found ample evidence that Hillary Clinton violated federal records acts. That she set up her private email server, paid Brian Pagliani under the table, because she didn't want people to know it was out there, but she wanted control over sensitive messages. Now remember, everything done by a government employee is a public record, unless it's specifically classified for military purposes. But Hillary wanted control over messages she didn't even want the government to have available, out of concern that it might be a target of a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And that's what's going on. And it gets even weirder than that, because apparently Hillary Clinton is one of those people. She's got lots and lots of money, and she always wants the latest and the greatest. And contrary to her story about just wanting to have the one little BlackBerry, she apparently went through a lot of hardware while she was Secretary of State. She was constantly updating her cell phones. She went through five iPads, and here's where it gets alarming. Nobody knew where all that old equipment went. It should have been destroyed. But Huma Abedin and Monica Hanley indicated that the whereabouts of Hillary's used devices were basically unknown. They didn't know where they went after Hillary got a new device. That's reckless and careless and negligent handling of classified information. Now, as you know, we have actually got a caller here on the line here. John in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day.
Well, considering we're under the edge of a hurricane here.
Yes. But I have some more topics, or not topics, but some more information on that HS 90. Well, not information, but some topics that are related to that.
Yes.
First, about the Philippines. Do you think the president going after, because he was always going after the drugs ever since he was a mayor and then governor, and now since he's the president, he's going after the top echelon of the drug people. And you even saw the U.S. ambassador try to tell him, like, is it like human rights? You're over here killing, you know, drug pushers and everything. He came back at him saying, well, look at your police just shooting innocent people in the street. And then that was a good one because it made him sit down, you know, the U.S. ambassador. But there's another good, there was a good report by France 24, and it was about the Guatemalan Civil War. And it's about the whole families, like, I guess, like, over 55,000 people went missing over there. And they're just finding the mass graves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that was funded by the CIA. But then there's another report that was remade by, I want to say, it's on YouTube, too. And it's Telesu English. And it has another report saying that Coca-Cola funded death squads in the Colombian Civil War.
Well, I hadn't heard that last one, but we're kind of starting to wander far afield from the topic at hand, which is the drug corruption going on here in the United States. And you need
but
to
that goes. But doesn't that tie in?
Hang on. And there's nothing new about that. Okay, governments around the world have always been tinkering with banned substances for the profitability. Great Britain actually fought a war against China over Britain's supposed right to sell opium to the Chinese people, which led to the whole thing about the opium dens and actually contributed to the eventual downfall of the imperial court and the takeover by the communists. The Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was originally funded from opium money. Now, at the time, it was a legal crop in the United States because the opium poppies were being grown here and sold to Britain to sell to China. And that's one of the reasons why on Veterans Day, they have these little symbolic poppies representing that deep sleep of death. It's just a part of our culture. Then you had the CIA running Air America out of Vietnam, bringing heroin into the United States of America, cocaine during the Iran-Contra scandal, and ever since the U.S. went into Afghanistan, Afghani heroin is flowing into the streets of America again. And we have photos of U.S. and coalition forces guarding and protecting the opium poppies and transshipping the sacks of the raw opium. Now, when Afghanistan was still under the Taliban, they had ended drug production. And they had some very extreme methods, the way the Philippines are now starting to do. If you were caught with an opium poppy, they'd cut your hand off. And it
that's
sound
what I'm
brutal.
Saying. From all the,
it did
sorry,
work.
From all the points that you have made, do you think the Philippines has the right idea then?
There are a lot of reasons to question the Philippine approach in terms of the possibility of false positives and identifying innocent people and killing them. Obviously, there's an issue there. But obviously, the Philippines has been pushed to the point of desperation by the drug corruption.
And you know, Mexico did the same thing too, right? You know, in the little Mexican towns and cities, the people kicked out their own police, you know?
Because the police were completely corrupted by it. And here we have the U.S. government arming the Mexican drug cartels with military weapons. At the same time, they insist that we, the law-abiding American citizens, are not allowed to have these same guns. And it tells the U.S. government is on. They're on the side of the drug criminals, whether it's the Mexican cartels or the opium growers in Afghanistan. It's poisoned our country, and for decade after decade after decade.
And then that's the scary part right there, you said about those guns, because I live on a border town, and I'm wondering, you know, could you see the same kind of violence, since they have military-grade stuff, and they go over there in Mexico, they blow up houses with rocket launchers, you know, if you're not doing, like, you know, the whole protective, you know, pay for protection or something bad's going to happen to you.
Plata y plomo. Plata y plomo, letter silver.
Yeah, plata y plomo, and that's the real scary thing right there, and, you know, how are we going to, I guess, make sure nothing have, happens to just regular, ordinary business people and civilians who don't, because that's the problem in Mexico. Ever since the CIA gave them drugs, the lawlessness just sprang out of control, and then it was just everyday people, you know, going to work and owning businesses, getting kidnapped and held for ransom and stuff like that. You know, there wasn't even people involved in the drug trade. And that's something that's not being reported, is that just the everyday citizen being just picked up from the street because they have stuff, they have more, they have stuff that could be ransomed, you know? And then the interrogations of some of, especially the Zetas, the Seminole would ask them, how do you know these people? How do you know who to capture? And they say, well, if they have a lot of food and if they have a lot of things that most people don't have, then we go and take them and extort them. And then that's really what terrifies me the most, because, you know, there's not that much law enforcement like it is up there in the north.
The law enforcement, you know, has gone over to the other side. And when I was going to college at Cal State Fullerton, the best drug connection in town was a California Highway Patrolman. And he would confiscate drugs from the dealers and then let them go. And then he'd resell the drugs out of the back of his squad car. And then he quit the highway patrol and he bought himself a Radio Shack. I mean, that's how pervasive all of this stuff is.
I believe it, because in those two stories I told you, especially the Guatemalan one, these people were just labor leaders. They were just labor leaders. That's all they were, trying to get better conditions. And, you know, when you really look at the drug organization and then the government organization, they don't care about their workers at all.
No, they don't. I mean, when you have a government consisting of organized crime, whether it's alcohol or opium or cocaine, they're all there for themselves. They're there for the wealth and the power. And no, they don't care about the people. The people are just the customers. Let's all make them addicts. We'll make them addicts to opium. We'll make them addicts to cocaine. We'll make them addicts to antidepressants. We'll make them addicts to whatever all else. It's all about sucking the money out of the population to make themselves incredibly wealthy. And we've seen it in country after country after country, and countries do get driven to the point of taking desperate steps to try and get themselves out of that problem. Over in Sicily, their attempt to get rid of organized crime that had penetrated their government, I mean, it was just brutal. Prosecutors were being machine gunned down in the streets, and it could get that ugly here as well.
You think that's why you see them trying to come down so hard on those 28 states that have marijuana legal and trying to push all this, like, oh, there was THC in the water supply of Colorado and everything, and trying to make it seem like THC is real bad, but then more scientific evidence doesn't have that. It's really, like, harmless.
Well, first of all, a big part of the push to keep marijuana illegal is coming out of the tobacco and alcohol industries. And as far as the drug trade is concerned, they're down on marijuana and meth because those can be made and grown at home. And that cuts into the profits of drugs that have to be brought across the border through these protected channels. And the CIA has had a protected smuggling channel going all the way back to Ronald Reagan and his Attorney General, William French Smith, who literally wrote up the laws to say that if the CIA was involved in drug smuggling, they were not required to report it to the DEA. And that was called the CIA's license to smuggle. And his assistant, William French Smith's assistant at that time, was the young Kenneth Starr. So when all of this Iran-Contra and stained blue dress and everything started to blow up and risk exposure of another government-sanctioned drug smuggling operation, they got Ken Starr to come on in and distract us all with the stained blue dress to protect that most dark secret. But that's really what's at the heart of it. Is we have a government that has been literally taken over by drug lords, American drug lords, not those sweaty South Americans that Hollywood tells you drug lords are. We're talking about the ones that live and work here in the United States of America.
How are you going to change the police? Like, I think the police needs to be changed, though, because if they're not going to uphold the law and arrest the people that should be arrested, but only go after, you know, the little small-town drug dealers or just the law-abiding citizens,
Okay, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercial, but our entire justice system is upside down. The guilty, like Hillary, are being protected. Innocent law-abiding citizens are being plundered with the civil forfeiture laws and outright murdered by the police. We'll be right back.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion, 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to that FBI report, the summary of the notes of the conversation with Hillary, not under oath and not recorded. There are some things coming on out. One of the Hillary Clinton campaign's major issues is the Title 18 violations and whether she knew she was doing wrong or not. And not too long ago, the Hillary Clinton campaign tried to float this trial balloon that actually Hillary and her aides had been so busy, they hadn't actually gotten around to going to the briefing on how to handle classified information. Now, that fell apart because, as anybody who's ever been exposed to classified information will tell you, you have to sit through that briefing first before you get your security clearance, before you're allowed to even look at the documents. It just doesn't work. And there was a public interest group that has filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit with the State Department to get all the records proving that Hillary Clinton was, in fact, fully informed about the laws that govern the handling of classified information. So now the Hillary campaign has come out with a new dodge that Hillary Clinton couldn't recall the security briefings because of her concussion. They're out there trying to push this idea. She didn't know she was doing wrong. So elect her as president. Don't throw her in prison because she didn't know she was doing wrong. Now, if you go into court and you tell a judge, I didn't know it was wrong to do this, what's the judge always going to say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And that has to apply to Hillary. But when you look at all the stuff that has come on out, that they're putting out there to defend Hillary Clinton from criminal prosecution for Title 18 violations, it's not creating a very positive image of Hillary herself. You have Hillary is careless and negligent. That's from the FBI. She gets confused a lot. That's from Huma Abedin. She gets brain short circuits. Hillary said that herself. And now we can add forgetful to the list because of the concussion. Oh, yeah, that's exactly the sort of person we want holding the keys to the nuclear weapons. We're on the verge of war, and Hillary's saying, I had those keys around here somewhere. I know I had those. I don't know where they went. I mean, they're creating an image of somebody who is just absolutely mentally incapable of actually being the president. Of course, to Hillary's backers, they don't really care because puppets aren't supposed to have working brains anyway. Now, getting on to the corruption over there at the Clinton Foundation, Judicial Watch has released another 510 pages of State Department emails, and yet more inconvenient facts are piling up for Hillary. And they have found these email exchanges where Bill Clinton was pushing meetings with foundation donors. And here's where it gets really out there. This absolutely nails that the State Department and the Clinton Foundation were working hand in glove because some of the Clinton Foundation executives requested diplomatic passports. Now, diplomatic passports are only issued to State Department employees, and yet Clinton Foundation executives were requesting them. So you think about that one for a while. Now, everybody was kind of focused on Donald Trump's meeting with the president of Mexico and his immigration speech, which he came off very well. He was looking presidential in Mexico. He came across as presidential in that speech. But Hillary also made a speech that the corporate media is kind of ignoring because this was a speech she made to the American Legion in which she basically came on out and said, we're going to go to war. Russia's the enemy. We've got to deal with Russia. And the corporate media, of course, is ignoring that because they understand that you, the American people, are sick and tired of war. And very leery of war with a major power that we might actually be defeated by. Now, Marine Le Pen, France's National Front party leader, is out there saying, yes, if Hillary Clinton gets that White House, it will be World War III. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Hillary Clinton and Nigel Farage are having a war of words. And Nigel Farage is out there saying that Hillary Clinton as president will bring stability of failure, because Hillary has made no secret of the fact that she will continue the policies that we have seen going back all the way to George Herbert Walker Bush. There's no possibility of change whatsoever. And remember what Susan Sarandon said. A vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for the status quo. The status quo is not working. And that is certainly true. Farage then went on to say that Hillary Clinton has lost the plot, which is a British expression meaning you've gone crazy, claiming that UKIP is funded by Russia. See, Hillary's entire campaign right now is built on bashing Russia and bringing back the Cold War or a hot war. Because all of her backers are thinking that if they can get a Cold War going, it'll be good for business. It'll be good for their business. Making weapons that cost a lot of money that hopefully you're never actually going to have to use. But for those of us old enough to remember the original Cold War, which was just as phony as what Hillary is doing, The defense contractors were very rich. Their pet Congress critters were very rich. And the rest of us were all impoverished. Huge amounts of tax money taken away to defend us against the communists. And this actually goes all the way back to the end of World War II, where after the dust had settled there, and the U.S. government literally set it as a policy that they were going to start this campaign of hostility against Russia in order to justify continued military spending. Because once World War II was over, everybody said, oh, great, we can start spending our tax dollars on schools and hospitals and better roads and factories and the rest of it. And the defense contractor said, heck no, we got to keep this thing going somehow. And they went on out to Hollywood that had done yeoman's service with propaganda movies bashing the Japanese and the Germans for World War II. And they went on out and said, now you got to make movies that are bashing the Russians. And a lot of people in Hollywood said, wait a minute, Russia, they're our allies. They helped us, you know, win this war. And those people in Hollywood who refused to create propaganda to demonize Russia unjustly all eventually became victims of Senator Joseph McCarthy in his House Un-American Activities Committee. Their careers were destroyed. And the threat from Russia back then was no more real than it is right now. They're trying to just replay this, hoping that we won't remember. We've been down this scam before. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. That's where we are right now. Now, Tim Kaine is in very hot water with the Hillary Clinton campaign because apparently during a recent speech, he actually came out and said he didn't see anything wrong with full disclosure of finances and health and entanglements that might be a risk to national security. Now, I think he was thinking about going after Donald Trump. We want to see your finances. We want to see your medical records and what compromising connections you have. But, of course, everybody was out there saying, well, Hillary Clinton has failed miserably on all three of those. And so Kaine is in a lot of trouble. On the other hand, maybe he's already dreaming of that Oval Office. Because looking at Hillary's very obvious continued deterioration, Tim Kaine is probably thinking all he's got to do is sit quietly and patiently, and if Hillary steals the White House, he'll get to just move into that Oval Office somewhere down the road. Now, we have seen the corporate media trying to find some way to demonize Donald Trump in the eyes of the public. The Washington Post literally detailed something like 30 of their prostitutes to go on out and find dirt on Donald Trump. And all they were able to find was that Donald Trump's father was arrested at a KKK riot 9 years before Donald Trump was born. And they couldn't even establish that Donald Trump's father was part of the KKK. He just got caught up and he got arrested and he was released almost immediately. And that's the best they could find. So they're trying to make things up and they try to make a big deal over the fact that Melania Trump was a nude model. Oh my goodness, how could she possibly do that? Well, it's not like back then when she was working as a professional model and a very successful one. It's not like she knew she was ultimately going to be potentially first lady. So that really didn't take any traction because she does look good. Let's be honest. She does look very, very good. Then they tried to come up with this bogus lawsuit claiming that Donald Trump had raped an underage girl. And that one fell apart because in the court documents, it turned out the address given for the plaintiff was a boarded up house. The phone number given was disconnected and had previously belonged to a dentist. In other words, the plaintiff, who was supposed to be this victim of underage rape, didn't exist. And they tried that in California, and they tried it again in New Jersey, and that went nowhere. So the latest one is a story that came out in the Daily Mail, and Webster Tarpley, unfortunately, got caught up in this as well. And they were talking about allegations made in a book currently for sale on Amazon about how the modeling agency Melania Trump had worked for also operated as an escort agency for wealthy clients ooh, and was all sold with a very sensational headline, naked photo shoots and troubling questions about, you know, was she a sex worker, blah, 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 blah. Now, a little bit of history. There's an old story about Lyndon Johnson from early in his career when he was running for Congress, and he ordered one of his aides to plant a phony story that Johnson's opponent had sex with farm animals. And the aide replied, "The story is not true." And Lyndon Johnson said, "It doesn't matter. We're just going to force him to deny it in public." And Democrats think like that. Now, this whole story about Melania being potentially a sex worker was obviously planted to try and put the Trumps on the defensive and deny that it was true. Melania has now sued for huge amounts of money, and I hope she wins. I'm sorry that Tarpley got caught up in this. But they're trying to tarnish her image. Actually, I think it's going to backfire because, I mean, after all, who's going to pay to have sex with Hillary at this point? Let's be honest. Melania Trump is going to be the hottest first lady in the nation's history. And yes, Hillary Clinton is still hot, but in her case, it comes in flashes. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Sean in North Carolina. Sean, aloha. Welcome to the show. How's the weather over there?
It's raining. Definitely, it's been raining all day.
Yes.
I guess the remnants from this hurricane.
Yes.
Flooding all around. I have a question about the polls. There's a huge difference between what the independent media reports versus CNN and all the other.
You noticed that, did you?
Yes. And my question in that lies in Donald Trump himself, because when you hear him talk, he tends to... He makes it sound like he's going by their numbers. And wouldn't you think, you know, especially when he says this is a race between not him and Hillary, but him and the mainstream media, basically, wouldn't he want to expose their lies if they're lying about the polls? I just don't understand why he goes by their numbers instead of what accurate polls are showing that.
Well, Donald Trump is having to live with the corporate media right now, and he's having to sort of not offend them too much. If he were to come on out and say, look, we've got all these other polls that I'm way, way ahead, the media would say, oh, well, Donald Trump is not dealing with reality. How dare you, you know, impugn our reputation here and so forth. But in his private communications to his supporters, through emails and his Twitter feed and Facebook, he is talking about those other polls in the independent media that have him way, way ahead. So he's walking a very fine line. He doesn't want to directly confront the media on their fraud because that will just, you know, further encourage the media to just come on out with more falsehoods about him. Everybody's trying to, you know, they're thinking about public perception because all politics is perception, and he's trying to manage that here.
I don't see how they how anybody can believe them when all they do is belittle him and praise her. I mean, it is so obvious.
Well, it is very obvious, and even the corporate media is understanding. There have even been recent columns about how the corporate media is shredding its own credibility with the American people with all of this, and it will take them decades, if ever, to recover. This election could definitely see the transition where the independent media, a truly independent, objective media, comes to the fore in the American society. And that corporate-owned media is basically going to be relegated to the same social level as AM radio.
Yeah. Do you have any worries about this United Nations takeover of the Internet as far as independent media goes? Because it sounds like if they get control of it, if they don't like what you're saying, they're just going to shut you down.
Well, first of all, attempts to shut down the net have already been tried. China tried to do it, and it basically failed. All that's really been turned over to the United Nations is management of the IP address space. And we're getting more indications about trying to censor the Internet coming out of George Soros than we are out of the United Nations.
Okay, that's all I got for you. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, on that same subject of the polls, very interesting article. This is actually reported in Fox News, okay, where they're talking about their polling methodology. Now, if you go on out and you look at the actual rallies of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the ratio of people showing up is anywhere between 20-1 to 100-1 in favor of Donald Trump. Now, a true random sampling of Americans would match that ratio. But somehow, Fox News is out there polling 2.5 times more Clinton supporters than Trump supporters. It's push polling. They're going on out and they're talking to people who will give them the results that they want ahead of time. Now, we've talked a lot about this documentary, Hacking Democracy, and apparently there's been a big push, supposedly by HBO, to get all copies of it removed from the internet, and of course, every time one gets taken down, three more copies get put up. But it is an important documentary because it does show our elections are completely untrustworthy. Now, Barack Obama has a major task ahead of him. He's got to figure out some way with this Department of Homeland Security takeover and Orwellizing the documentaries and the books to the contrary to convince America that the November election is going to be fair and honest and above board. And, of course, he's going to fail miserably because nobody trusts Barack Obama. Nobody trusts the Department of Homeland Security. We know election fraud is epidemic in this country. And I encourage you to go on out and actually buy the DVD for Hacking Democracy. It's a good investment. I have a copy in my library that I'm constantly showing to other people. And getting on back to this disparity between the corporate media and independent media. NBC is still out there insisting Hillary Clinton is 6 points ahead, although they're quoting a poll from 3 weeks ago. We reran our poll. If the election were held today, who would you vote for? Donald Trump, 97%. Hillary Clinton, 3%. Her numbers are even worse than the last time we ran this. And let's go ahead and take a phone call, and then I got a really cool story for the rest of this hour. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Fahrenheit 451, starring Barack Obama, co-starring Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
I hope people know what Fahrenheit 451 was.
Oh, I'm sure that they do. I mean, it's a wonderful book here, and it was made into a really good movie. And one of the great pleasures of my career in film is I actually got to spend a lot of time with Ray Bradbury. He came out to our college class, and then he was a script consultant on the TV movie remake of Valley of the Dolls. Then he was producing his own stage play from his novel, The Wonderful Ice Cream Suit. And we actually smuggled him into the Magic Castle, even though he was in violation of the dress code one night, so we got to go up there. He was a very, very, very nice guy. And he wrote a lot of really good science fiction.
Mike, what the previous caller, this is not about Hillary versus Trump. This is globalism versus nationalism. That's why Nigel Farage was at the Trump rally. This is a battle. People need to realize this. This is not like a localized event. It's happening all over the world.
Oh, this has global implications. I mean, there are so many things at stake here. It's nationalism versus globalism. It's an entrenched, corrupted establishment against ordinary people. It's about whether or not we really still are a republic with democratically chosen leaders or if we've descended into a complete dictatorship. If Hillary steals that White House, that's the end of the United States as we have all known it.
Oh, yeah, this is it. I mean, I just want to keep telling people, how many wars has Donald Trump gotten us into? How much corruption has Donald Trump did? Now, times versus Hillary Clinton. How many wars have Hillary Clinton got us into? How much trouble have we been in and her corruption? I mean, it's obvious so easy to figure out, like, you know, who's the candidate. I'm not saying Donald Trump's perfect, but, I mean, the alternative is is horrendous, Mike. At this point, yeah, I mean, this is it, though. This is the last chance. If we don't win this, globalism is going to win. I think.
I don't know that globalism is going to win because there's a pushback against globalism all over Europe, all over the world. I think it's already a failed policy, no matter how much money George Soros pours into it. But this election is definitely going to decide whether the United States of America, as we all think it is supposed to be, is over and done with. And that's why it is so important to get out there and get involved in the remaining time that we have. I mean, we're literally talking about the existence of our country and a potential world war. All right, Dustin, going to let you go here. Got to take a break for commercials. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, we have a video of George Soros being interviewed in which he says Donald Trump will win the popular vote by a landslide, but Hillary is still going to be the president. And the interviewer said, so it's a done deal, and Soros said yes. Now, I've already gotten an email saying, oh, you're just going to discourage the Trump voters. No, I am hoping to anger them. Grab a copy of this video, because if Donald Trump wins the popular vote in a landslide and they still try and give us Hillary, at that point, we will understand we've been living in this dictatorship, that the drug lords are ruling this nation, and I have a zero tolerance policy for non-democratic processes. If the government cannot prove the accuracy and fairness and honesty of the election, we don't have to obey them, pay their bills, or sacrifice our children. If Donald Trump wins the popular vote and they pull some kind of a fast one to steal it from him, well, that could trigger a revolution, could trigger a military coup. And I'm certainly not going to get in the way of either one. All right, let's grab a phone call. Alex in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike? Hey, yes. Mike, how you doing?
Okay. Fine.
So, that was pretty cool. I had no idea that you were friends with Ray Bradbury and you walked around with him.
Oh, he was a nice guy. Very nice guy. And that was
kind of one
of the weird things about Hollywood. Everybody I met was either the most wonderful person you'd want to be with or a total jerk. There was very little in between.
Yeah, I know. You're some computer animation teacher. I had no idea, you know. But so concerning the Hillary Clinton FBI email investigation, there's just, a treasure trove of stuff to be found in there. Of course, it's a lot of her saying, oh, I don't know, I don't recall, which just makes her look horrible. But there's a really funny quote I just wanted to share with you where it says that, it's at the bottom of page 9. It says, Abedin and Hanley, Huma Abedin, indicated the whereabouts of Clinton's devices would frequently become unknown once she transitioned to a new device. Cooper, who I guess is, I don't know exactly who it is, I guess he's someone involved, did recall two instances where he destroyed Clinton's old mobile devices by breaking them in half or hitting them with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds effective.
Well, that's two out of maybe a dozen or more. We know she went through at least 5 iPads, and even if you break a phone in two or you hit it with a hammer, unless you get that memory chip, because remember, those are all non-volatile memories. They hold the information even without electricity. And somebody could still recover the information from it.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just, it says, oh, the devices would frequently become unknown. Okay, well, she just lost them. So I guess that's a possibility.
Maybe they were sold on eBay.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where WikiLeaks is buying all this stuff. Oh, another Hillary phone. Let's buy that.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate what you do. That's all I got.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number 2 after these few words.
Make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.